Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Castle Heights Elementary Principal Wendy Flucky, as well as fourth grade teacher Kyle Hansen. We're going to be doing this week's Carbon School District Update. It's a pleasure to be joined by both of you today. Thanks so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
So we were talking about it a little bit beforehand. It's a weird part of the school year where things are starting to finish up, but you're still awaiting testing, but still lots of fun activities happening around the school. One of the biggest ones that we want to highlight today is archery. They competed in a big tournament this past weekend, and you know, it's something that it always impresses me how dedicated schools in the school district are to archery.
Oh, absolutely, and none other than Kyle is the most dedicated of everyone.
You know, he has made a name for himself, and he has helped build this archery program up into something special. So, Coach Hansen, let's jump into what happened over this week and you guys competing on the national scale. What does that look like, and where were you guys at?
You know, it was tough for us this year. We faced a lot of adversity all year long, from sickness and injury and having kids move to where we didn't place as high as I hoped we would, but the kids still gave everything they had, and in the end, you know, that's all we can ask for, is that they come out and do their best.
You know, and I think that's one of the best lessons you can be teaching on the elementary school level, is that sometimes, especially in the world of sports, you're going to be experiencing disappointment. You're not going to perform as well as you might have wanted to. You're not going to place as high as you wanted to. But it's the lesson that, you know, we're still laying it all out there. There was no quit in these kids.
And that's so true. I had some that had shot really well in the state tournament, and we thought they would come out that way, and it just didn't go that way. But they didn't give up. They gave their best, and you know, we've continued learning and growing from there, and we'll see what happens.
Now, kind of looking at leading up to the tournament, what do practices look like for you guys? How do you get ready for tournaments, both on the state level and on the national level, like the one you just participated in?
So we start back. We started back in October with tryouts, and we had about 80 kids that tried out for 50 spots. And after tryouts, we start to practice. I have a group that comes in at 6:45 every morning, and I shouldn't say every morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings from 6:45 until about 8 o'clock. And then I have another group that stays after school for about an hour and a half, and so they've been putting in hours and hours since October to build up for this and the state tournament, and it's just amazing how willing they are, especially those that get up at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Now, I was going to say, I hate getting up at 6:45 in the morning, and these kids are showing up at that time ready to participate in archery. So archery still, it's even though it's become a bit of a very prominent program here in the Castle Country, it's still relatively a newer addition to the sports we see around here. What's it been like seeing this program grow and develop throughout the years?
It's been really exciting to watch it happen. This is the 10th year that I've been here at Castle Heights. And that first year, I struggled to get 24 kids to fill a team. And through the district, we only had 48 that competed. And now, 10 years later, we had over 300 compete throughout the district. And here at Castle Heights, I have to cut about half of them every year that would like to join us.
Now, as you kind of look at it, this program has become a bit of a dynasty when it comes to the world of archery, not just locally, but across the state. You guys have kind of become a cornerstone program, a program that people are going to be looking at when they're trying to start one up on their own. How does it feel to know that you guys are that shining marker in the world of archery?
I would like to say it feels really good, but I know I put a ton of stress on myself about it as well. I'm very competitive, and so I kind of feed off that to the point that I drive myself crazy.
You know, I completely understand that. There's such fun to be had with being competitive, but sometimes you have that negative side where it does take a toll out on you. But at the end of the day, it does just come down to these kids. You want them to have a good time. You want them to compete their best and learn some valuable life lessons along the way.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I find that I enjoy the most, is seeing them learn and grow and dealing with that adversity. And I've got a couple of them in the middle of that right now that are fighting some demons in their head because of how they shot this weekend, and they feel like they let the team down. But, you know, we know that they did their best.
Yeah, and it's those life lessons that you take away from sports in the long run. The medals, the trophies, the awards, the recognition, those are all nice to get, and you're always hunting for them. But at the end of the day, it's those lessons you learn along the way and learning how to overcome adversity in your life in your own unique way. That's one of the most important takeaways these kids can have from this.
And that, I completely agree, and I guess that's why I keep doing this year after year, is to help them learn those life skills and those lessons.
Now, Principal Flucky, looking at this from the administrative perspective, what does it look like from your perspective, seeing these kids put in all this hard work, go out and compete like they do all the time?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing to see their work ethic, their dedication to the archery program. You know, it's exciting to see them come to school, and they just live and breathe for the archery program, and it's just such a positive impact on our school.
Yeah, you really can't go wrong with getting kids out and involved in these extracurricular activities. There's so many life lessons you can take away from them. Now, Principal Flucky, Coach Hansen, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Just that we you know, look forward to continuing our school year with parent support. And just want to thank our parents for everything that they do to help our kids and our school be so successful and just a positive place to come and be.
Well, Coach Hansen, Principal Flucky, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Castle Heights Elementary Principal Wendy Flucky, as well as fourth grade teacher Kyle Hansen. We're talking about archery out at Castle Heights Elementary, one of the shining programs in the state of Utah, and it's teaching these kids a lot of valuable life lessons. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.